This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act, passed by House Republicans, now moves on to the Senate and, if passed as currently written, is designed to help middle-income earners when it comes to tax time. Sunnyside Representative Dan Newhouse says Central Washington's ag-based economy is filled with the so-called middle class.
I think the average household that earns $59,000, $60,000 a year will see almost a $1,200 reduction in their tax bill this year. Those working families that this is directed toward is going to be a help. And the other side can say all they want to, but their comments do not reflect the truth of what this actually will do. So I just want to make sure that people understand the potential that this holds for average Americans.
Newhouse says the goal is to get the legislation through both chambers as quickly as possible.
The Senate should be able to take this up right after they come back from Thanksgiving and get a bill to the president before Christmas or at least before the end of the year. And then things would kick in January 1 as far as the new tax rules, and the returns that people would file under the new system would then be for the tax year 2018, which would be due April 15th on 2019.
The bill would also reduce the paperwork for filing your taxes to less than a page.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.